Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 14, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about lending startup Parallel Finance raises $2 million to bring more DeFi to Polkadot, Kusama. Bitcoin options smile shows market fearful of downside despite Tesla news. Music-focused NFT marketplace raises $4 million from Cuban, Kutcher, Dapper CEO. Now let's get started. Lending startup Parallel Finance raises $2 million to bring more DeFi to Polkadot, Kusama. Pantera and Polychain are backing the project. Parallel Finance has raised $2 million to make decentralized finance, DeFi, a bigger part of the Polkadot ecosystem. One of the biggest problems we are trying to solve is the lack of lending protocols in the Polkadot, Kusama ecosystem, Parallel Finance founder Yuba Ruan told CoinDesk in an interview. We've seen a significant demand for .KSM holders to borrow and lend their tokens. Announced Monday, Ruan's project has won the backing of Pantera Capital, Polychain Capital, Lightspeed Venture Partners, Briar Capital, 8 Decimal Capital and Hypersphere Ventures. The funding comes as action on Polkadot ramps up in anticipation of the interoperability network's parachain auctions. Auctions for slots on Polkadot's experimental canary network, Kusama, begin this week. Parallel Finance will run on both Polkadot and Kusama, offering DOT and KSM holders compound staking and zero collateral, fixed-rate loans for parachain auctions in addition to interest rate swaps and a decentralized credit rating system. DOT and KSM holders are currently challenged by the competition between lending and staking, Ruan said. If the lending rate is higher than the staking rate, holders have to unstake their tokens to earn yield, hurting network security. If the lending rate is lower than the staking rate, holders will prefer to stake DOT as the higher yield option. Ruan said Parallel solves this problem by using a lending protocol that allows holders to borrow cash on top of their staking derivatives. Using Parallel, users can earn Parallel interest without sacrificing Polkadot's network security, he added. Ruan is supported by a team of developers and a technical advisor from Stanford University. Bitcoin options smile shows market fearful of downside despite Tesla news. Bitcoin options smile shows persistent fears of deeper drop and low expectations for a quick rally. Bitcoin has put in a positive performance in the past 24 hours on comments by Tesla CEO Elon Musk that the electric car maker would accept crypto transactions on the condition of reasonable clean energy use by miners. Still, the move to 2.5-week highs above $39,000 has failed to calm market fears. That's evident from a chart pattern known as the option smile, which shows relatively higher implied volatility or demand for options at strikes below Bitcoin's current market price than the implied volatility for higher strikes options. The unique structure speaks of extreme fears and continued demand for downside hedges, as tweeted by trader and analyst Alex Kruger. In plain English, investors continue to buy puts in anticipation of a more profound price decline. Option smile, a U-shaped graph resembling a smiley emoticon, is created by plotting implied volatilities against options at various strike prices expiring on the same date. Implied volatility is investors' expectations of price turbulence over a specific period. A higher implied volatility results from greater demand for options and vice versa. Options are hedging instruments that give the purchaser the right but not the obligation to buy or sell an underlying asset at a predetermined price on or before a specific date. A call option represents the right to buy and put the right to sell. Options Smile for the June 15th and June 18th expiries charted by analytics platform Genesis. Volatility is quite steep at strikes well below Bitcoin's current price and relatively flat on the higher side. The subsequent expiries due on June 25th, July 2nd and July 30th exhibit similar structures. The steeper slope at lower strikes reflects fears of a sell-off, and the flatter slope at the right end shows market participants expect rallies, if any, to be gradual. One may argue that the steeper slope at lower strikes could be stemming from increased demand for call options or bullish bets than for protective puts. However, put-call skews, which measure the cost of puts relative to calls, suggest otherwise. The 1 week, 1 and 3 month put-call skews remain entrenched in the positive territory, implying stronger demand for short and near-term puts. Had the market participants been buying in the money calls, or even higher strike, out of the money, calls in large numbers, the put-call skews would have been negative. Deep in the money calls, ones at strikes well below the spot are relatively costly and eliminate the low-risk high-reward advantage provided by calls at higher strikes. As such, in calls, hedging, trading activity is almost always concentrated at strikes just below the spot price, near the spot price and above the spot price, while in the case of puts, activity is mostly seen in strikes near and below the spot price. That seems to be the case with Bitcoin as well. Data from dominant exchange Deribit, tracked by the Swiss-based Lavitas platform, shows a relatively high concentration of open interest, number of open positions, in out-of-the-money and at-the-money calls and lower strike puts. While the market remains cautious for the short term, the longer-term bias looks bullish. The volatility smile for the December 31st expiry options carries a steep slope for higher strikes. Music-focused NFT marketplace raises $4 million from Cuban, Kutcher, Dapper CEO. NFT Genius wants to bring immersive experiences to the NFT sector. NBA Top Shot is getting a neighbor on Flow. Startup NFT Genius will be using $4 million it raised in a seed round of funding to build a non-fungible token, NFT, marketplace on Dapper Labs Flow blockchain, the company said Monday. The round was backed by Dapper Labs CEO Roham Garaygoslo, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, actor Ashton Kutcher and Bitcoin advocate Anthony Pompliano. While NFT Genius is largely focused on music, it also expects to bring NFTs into sports, gaming and even comedy, its press release said. The company is betting that NFTs will remain popular in spite of the recent cooldown in demand in what had been a white-hot market. NFTs have already begun gaining popularity in the music industry. In March, rapper Post Malone released his second NFT collaboration with concert streaming service OxLive. Music-related NFTs reportedly topped over $25 million in sales in February alone. What NFT Genius is doing that others are not is creating a verticalized destination for interactive experiences and meaningful virtual connections, Cuban said in a statement. Digital fanfic. Cuban compared the appeal of NFTs to the phenomenon of fanfiction, where superfans craft their own works related to their favorite books or movies. It's an internet-era twist on the relationship between creator and consumer. That relationship is at the core of the company's vision, said NFT Genius CEO and co-founder Jeremy Bourne. He cited the music industry as an example of a business that can be revolutionized with the storytelling capabilities of NFTs. The industry has been transformed into something about streaming. It's all about how many plays, how many eyes, how many downloads you have, Bourne told CoinDesk in an interview. Artists are forced into this specific cookie-cutter mold to succeed. Back in the older days, music was all about collectibility. I think that NFTs bring back that collectibility aspect to the industry, and allow artists to more creatively connect with their audience. The NFT Genius Marketplace is still under production, but the company did release a Bitcoin-themed NFT collection in the fall of 2020. The collection allowed users to experience the story of Bitcoin's creation through a cross-platform treasure hunt for a prize of 1 BTC. While few have an idea of what exactly the future of the NFT industry will look like, NFT Genius is betting on immersive experiences. The experiential side of things, and how deep you can dive into NFTs and connect with the fan. That's for us the key. The people who win will connect with the fan base in ways others can't, Bourne said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.